year.
What the fuck is that?
It's our first one back.
It is. All right.
So yeah, happy new year. Apologies.
Yeah, Mark's on the Epstein list.
yeah. Quite the shock that. Do you see who came out on it today? Because right. Firstly,
I can't believe we just jumped in.
Firstly, apologies for missing out last week. I went to bed on a because I had a. I think I remember talking about it going to the doctor with a chest infection, and then I went to bed in Hogmanay after the gig, and then woke up in the middle of the night like yakking like a fucking. Do you know like a yak? Yeah. Do you know? Here's a thing very quickly. Yeah. You heard foxes in the night squealing.
Yes, I have, yes.
Right?
Yeah.
So
I've had a
it was kinda like
a couple of run-ins.
Kinda like that. But we had one the other night, right? Me and Amy were asleep and fucking shit ourselves. It sounded like a guy moaning. It was right outside the window. It was just like this. I'm like, what the fuck is that? And then I looked out, it's just a I don't know what they're doing. But
fucking, I don't know, Harvey Price is good. That's just a fox again.
This is how we're starting 2024. Already mentioned Epstein and Jordan's kid.
Not Dwight's kid, though.
No.
He has nothing to do with that.
No. So I woke up and I was coughing like, I couldn't get my breath. I was coughing so badly. And then I was supposed to go away on holiday to Skye with family. And then I had to stay in. And I literally couldn't do fuck all.
Well, we weren't back anyway, so it would have ended up being like, if you hadn't got this episode robot, you would have only have got it like 3 days ago anyway, so it's not too much, so fuck you.
I had that, and then I found out I was in the Epstein flight log. What a day!
Cameron Diaz just came out there about 20 minutes ago. That's why it's in my head there, saying like, I had nothing, I'm not on, I don't know why I mentioned...
She was...
I believe that Cameron Diaz...
I looked into this because Bruce Willis was on it. He probably won't remember, but...
Do you reckon he's lying?
Well, he's lying that he's got...
He knew it was coming.
Dementia.
He's lying. Nobody will say shit if I didn't...
Welcome to the party, pal!
There's nothing
Welcome
wrong with...
Welcome to the sex party, pal!
There's nothing wrong with Stephen Hawking. He just knew that this day was going to come. Well, mind you, he's dead, isn't he?
Hawking was the big one.
Yeah.
Because everyone was expecting Hanks and Trump.
Yeah, Hanks.
Clinton was always going to be.
Yeah.
But Hanks was like the big.
Hanks Williams.
Hank Williams, yeah.
Tom Hankes.
Tom Hankes. Yeah, Tom Hankes.
Oh,
so he was always mentioned, but then Hawking came out of fucking nowhere. And he's like one of the main ones as well. Like,
Yeah.
First of all, do you reckon they adapted the plane?
Oh, my God. Yeah.
Because if he's one of the main characters...
Dropped it down like a bomber. Everyone's queuing at the back, and Steven's gone on his own entrance to the plane.
Just Prince Andrew looking at his watch, guys. How long's this cunt taking?
He's going up to the thing. And hold on, is he wearing clothes? Bollock naked in the chair, just... Get me up.
How old are you?
18. Get out.
Age is just a relative concept. So Cameron Diaz was mentioned, Bruce Willis.
Yeah.
Another couple actors, I can't remember now, but but I looked into it. They're just mentioned in a court transcript.
Aye, from that woman.
Aye, and what it was like one of the aides, the assistants, said like, oh, Weinstein would come off, or what? Not Epstein would come off the phone and go, oh, that was Bruce Willis on the phone, that was Cameron Diaz on the phone.
Yeah.
And then they said, did you ever actually see them? And she went, no.
Yeah.
It's just because their names are mentioned.
What a shocking. Surely you should.
You'd shit yourself.
Yeah. What?
I know. So Richard Branson was named today.
Yes. With sex tapes.
Sex tapes, I know.
Sex tapes of Clinton.
Clinton.
Prince Branson, Andrew. And I mean, Prince Andrew's not played anything well at all.
No. I mean, if it came out that he flew the fucking plane,
I
wouldn't be that surprised now.
Yeah.
Like, he's deep. He's deep in.
But you know the deep in people, you know, it was like, I read one of them, it was like Stephen Hawking was on the flight logs like 27 times. Now it's just like, does that mean he's still there? Where do you get the return flight?
Not really.
That's a wrong number. They get a wrong number. You know, that's an odd number.
But also, if you're in a wheelchair all the time, and this is like an idyllic island, I don't think they're really made for.
Right, it's not like you can't go for a walk on the beach. Eh?
Oh no!
Yeah, he's only staying in the lobby of the hotel, yeah. Max.
That's how they got away from him. Just go to the beach. It's like when Daleks can't go upstairs. You just go to any sand. I'm coming to get you. Oh no! My nemesis.
Imagine, do you know? Can you imagine the drama in your family if I'm like it was all these celebrities and then just said like your dad. Sandwiched in between.
What?
How did you know these people? He's just like, oh man, I got in too deep. That'd be class. Eugene was it.
Eugene Cullen.
Leonardo DiCaprio, Richard Branson, Eugene Cullen, Bruce Willis. Yeah, who's this fella? He's a postman from Donegal.
Pictures of your dad sitting in between fucking Michael Jackson, Osama bin Laden, fucking Bigfoots in front of him.
They just thought he was a good night out. They just invited him.
Was your dad ever involved in the post office scandal or did that, you know, that thing that's going about? The ITV drama that's on just now, it was like it's like the biggest miscarriage of justice in British history.
So he doesn't work for the fucking British Post Office.
No, I just wondered whether
I have no idea what the same system. About.
No,
what? Well, I've never heard of this. What the fuck's happened to Post Office?
I was like,
is something coming in
early '90s or late '90s or
okay?
I kind of remember the time. I was, but at that point, I was like high school and stuff, so I wasn't really paying attention to the news. But yeah, there was like. The post office introduced a new computer system and someone was using it. It was glitching a lot and someone was using it to steal money, but it was making it look like the postmasters, the people that owned the post offices, were siphoning off the top. So like 90 of these fuckers got prosecuted with it. Like 4 people have killed themselves because of it. About 16 of them went to jail. There's people been made bankrupt. Families have split up. And it's all come out that they were completely innocent. It was just, and the post office massively tried to cover it up.
Oh,
the post
my
office
God.
And this company that made the software. And there's been like this guy that's, I've not watched the program yet, but apparently it's excellent, but it's proper like boils your blood because of how that much sounds, these people were shafted.
That sounds fucking mental.
Oh, aye. But it's fucking ridiculous. So they've opened, like Scotland Yard have opened up a new investigation now. Purely because ITV made a drama. And you're like, how many other crimes could be solved if ITV put the funding in?
ITV now are basically under pressure to fucking... Yeah.
That's what I think. I also want to apologise as well because medication I've been taking for this has brought me out in like a big, massive fucking...
You look like a Japan flag.
I do look... I look like a leper.
A leprosy victim. I always look terrible, so you know, you're just down to my level.
Just in case anyone was thinking I was keeping the Rudolph Christmas theme going, I apologise for any viewers. What I was going to say was, we're doing back-to-back shows all this month.
Yeah.
Not back-to-back releases, back-to-back recordings, because Ryan's going to Australia
for a month.
Yeah.
Thumbs up.
What I was going to say was, because when we do doubles, we struggle with the chat in between because basically fuck all's happened.
Yes.
This week, I think our pre-chat, we've already done quite a lot of pre-chat.
Yeah.
So we could just go on to the film. But I was going to suggest, because we have had words.
Yes.
Over the Christmas period, over two specific films.
Do we do that? So basically, do that next film?
I say we save that next film.
Yes, okay. Bingo.
Yeah.
So you're going to have to wait till the next one. Yeah.
Two of the biggest releases of the December period. Well, the other one.
Netflix.
I imagine the other one is probably done better.
Is it?
If I, you know what? I'll look up.
All right, look up. Leave
the takings.
Yeah. Go check the Golden Globes and see how many of your fucking.
Did Saltburn win any?
Aye.
What did it win?
None.
Was it costume?
None to be running about. Yeah. None to write home about.
We'll talk about the Golden Globes in the next bit as well.
Aye. We'll do Golden Globes in the next one.
But quickly, how was your Christmas?
I was only away for 4 days. Usually I'm there for longer, so not a while that happened. I played a game of golf with Eugene that was so violently toxic that I didn't fucking...
Is he any good?
Yeah, he's been playing since he was young, like, right? And I was like, oh, God, remember? I was trying to explain to him my shocking swing, right?
Yeah.
And he was like, ah, sure, I had that too. And then when I went to swing, he was actually, no, not that bad. That's wild.
Yeah. Right?
So I stuck with him. I was playing great, right? So I was playing good for me. And I stick with him for 8 holes, and you could see him just fucking fizzing about it. And then I missed, like, an easy putt to go behind, and he fucking, like, celebrated my face, and it was horrific. My mum was there. She was playing too.
Wow.
Right? Yeah, yeah. She's joined and everything, right? So they were all three of us were playing, and he just turned it, like, for 4 holes, because I shot it. He made me shot it.
Yeah.
He eventually won by, like, 10 shots or something, right? But that was him playing apparently bad and me playing as well as I have played.
Yeah.
The worst thing is, my best shot I hit was a perfect drive down the middle, and there's just a strip of, like, a tiny river right across it, and it just landed, like, I was like, that's the longest, what? And it just went into the 1 meter wide. Yes. Are you fucking kidding? Straight in the river. Upset me, but.
The only time I would associate your mum with stroke play is when she's wanking me off.
You're going to do loads of these. The only time I some of me, you're a handicap.
Hole in one.
This film, we'll do this film, right?
Yeah.
We'll do this film. You know, that's what the whole fucking thing's about. This one has got a lot of reaction. A lot of people seem to be really happy when we announced this one.
It's awesome. I forgot how much I loved this film.
I haven't.
Dave Longley, who is a fantastic comedian and a very, very funny man, this is his favourite film of all time.
Is it? Great.
So he was happy we're doing this as well.
Yeah.
It's RoboCop.
Yes.
The future of law enforcement, RoboCop.
I haven't seen this film since I was about 10.
Yeah.
Right? I have a story about this. Mm-hmm. The only reason when I saw this, I think I've told you this story before. Did I ever tell you when I got, like, shot with an air gun with a big mad IRA man when I was like 10?
No.
Right. Well, here's another one of these stories. I went out and visited my grandmother from the head of the town, Strabane. So it's all like where Eugene's from, like proper, like all the houses are painted green, white, and gold. So I was staying up with my grandmother, and I was set free into the housing estates. And I came across all these like 40 kids all cheering, and I was hearing gunshots, like proper, like, poof.
Yeah.
And some guy had, like, some, like, really old dude, like 40, but when I was 10. And he goes, that's a good one. He was firing across the thing, like, putting holes, blowing, like, packets of cornflakes to bits and shit. Right.
It's an actual shotgun.
No, it's like a, I would say it's like a strong air rifle.
Right, okay.
Like, it would still kill you if you shot you from short range, but it's not like a whatever. I reckon you probably buy it on the internet. But we were all like, this is amazing, right? And he heard me, and he was like, who the fuck are you? And I was like, Ryan. He's like, where are you from? And I was like, Lifford, which is literally the town next to me. And he goes, fucking, you better fucking run, you Free State bastard, right? And I was like, what? I'm fucking Catholic from Ireland. I'm exactly what you want. What?
Yeah.
So there's all these little inter fucking mad cunts. Right. So he turned and made me run, and I ran. He shot me in the... He'd try and shoot me in the back when I was like 10. This is a mad cunt, clearly. Right, yeah. It must be fucked. So he shot me. He clipped. I remember he tore a hole in the right hand side, but he hit me in the bottom of the ankle, like on the thing. And there was fucking, I was pissing, running back, crying, covered in blood. Right?
Jesus.
So I go into my grandmother, and she's like, what's happened? And explain it. I can't really remember too much about it. The only thing I do remember was they were like, well, we can't let Eugene know what happened here, because obviously Eugene would turn up with another shotgun, yeah, start exactly, a whole international incident. So yeah. I don't know what lie they came up with, but the bribe they gave me was I was allowed to watch RoboCop.
Wow.
And I remember having RoboCop on with it was a VCR. And I remember having my foot in a basin with bloody water. Like, they must have been washing the blood.
Amazing.
I was having the time of my life.
That's unreal.
So that's why when you RoboCop, I remember going like, I have a RoboCop.
I don't think there's anyone that's not seen this when they were young. Very few people that I know will have seen this in later life.
Yeah.
For a wee guy, this film is fucking incredible.
Because it was ultra violent.
Aye. There's shit in this film that I had never seen before. Because I reckon I saw this when I was about 11 as well.
Yes. Yeah.
10, 11. But I remember watching it when I, maybe I was, aye, so I'd be about 11, say. So my wee brother would be 8 and he'd watch it.
Yeah,
my
yeah.
My wee sister would be 5. And we just fucking stick it on. I mean, insane.
It is.
Considering, like...
Yeah.
There is shit in this film that I had never... There's shit in this film that terrified me because I thought that's what the world was like. Like, see,
you when they, too young.
See when they blow the shit out of Murphy at the start.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I was like, does this happen? Like, is this a thing that happens? This is fucking terrifying.
I would have survived that.
What? Do you know how they blow off his arm?
Yeah,
I reckon
yeah.
if they shot you anywhere, your whole body would just disintegrate.
Bet you 50 cents watching that going. They've been there, done that.
How many times has 50 Cent been shot? 27?
Nine.
Is it nine?
Nine. But they're all like in like, they were mostly in the legs and arms.
Aye. There's a lot that I don't understand about. I don't get, right, how. I get how they remake them, right? I don't understand how he's still alive.
Well, Murphy. Right. I don't know how anybody survives that.
No.
I mean, he got riddled.
I don't understand how. Clarence shoots him in the head.
Yeah.
And you see the back of his head blow off.
Yeah.
But it's gone in there. Like, yeah. it's not a central shot, but it's fairly
yeah,
foreheady.
Yeah, yeah.
But then when he takes his helmet off later on, there's nothing there.
No, he is.
But he's not got a wee... It's just cut off there. Has he got a wee...
He has got a tiny bullet hole just there.
Genuinely. You'd think there's got to be more than that.
It is. It looks tiny. It's like a
I've never
noticed that. Got winged by the air rifle. Like, rather than an actual bullet.
I've never noticed that.
There was definitely... But I only noticed it... You know, I think it's in one scene. I've only noticed it. I went, oh, there's the bullet thing. So I don't know how badly they fucking... Because, I mean, there's a couple of scenes where, you know, like when they're chasing the car at the start and she blows the entire front window out with a shotgun and then it overtakes and the front one screams back. And then
really?
And then he put a lad through it. And I was like, the front fucking same front.
Can you fly, baby?
Yeah.
There's going to be a lot of quotes that I'm just going to do throughout this film. That's one of my favourite ones. Can you fly, baby?
That fucking guy as well, what do you call him? The guy that acts as Murphy.
Peter Weller.
Is that who it is? Peter Weller,
yeah.
Right? From the Boomtown Raps. Boomtown Rats.
The Boomtown... What?
The Jam, isn't it?
It's the Jam. Paul Weller.
Good.
You
right.
get so much wrong there.
The
Boomtown Rats. That's your boy.
Big, he's not our boy.
Big Bob.
That's like... He's like Conor McGregor and Bono. We just pretend.
Was he not... Was Bob Geldof not pretty much an Irish hero at one point?
Aye. They all were at one point.
Yeah.
They all were at one point. He looks like a Nazi.
Peter Weller, I does.
He does. That is the only thing I thought about. That is Robo Gestapo.
Tell you what, right? I'm trying to think what else he's in. I must have seen him in other stuff, but I can't think.
Nothing
springs to mind. He's a fucking good actor. Physical actor.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, because I tried it last night, right?
You tried what?
Because I read a story, right? That he when he was preparing for the role, because like. I think that, like, when they made this, they wanted, like, obviously they wanted, like, Schwarzenegger or fucking Stallone to play him because they were the huge action stars at the time. But then they were like, well, we can't because if you put him in the Robocop, I mean, imagine Schwarzenegger in the fucking Robocop thing, it'd be massive. Like.
A little tear along the middle with a bicep.
So he took it really seriously and he went away and, like, went to, like, theatre school. And like mime school.
Great.
To learn how to walk in this. So he spent like 6 months learning how to walk like this robot. And then, but he'd never done it with the suit on. And then they brought the suit and the suit was a lot heavier than they told him it was. So the fucking suit came and he was like, I can't move in this. Like I can't, all this 6 months been wasted. And like he broke down and went, this is an absolute disaster. And then they like paused it again for like 2 months so he could relearn with the suit on.
Fucking
but
hell.
But he's fucking good at it. Like, try it. Like, honestly, like the best bits. So see when you move into something and then your head, like your body moves, but your head stays.
Yeah.
So you're like walking along and you go.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah,
it's
yeah.
hard to get that.
Don't I've seen that guy do it well. In Upgrade. Have you seen Upgrade?
No.
You'll love Upgrade. Upgrade the guy, but he's like disabled.
What is he?
He's disabled. he's got his, he lost, he's in a car crash, lose look. Right. Like, and there's this Elon Musk type of fucker puts a chip in the back. He thinks he can cure it.
So that's a film.
Yeah, yeah, it's great. You'd absolutely.
All right, I've not seen it.
Oh, you'd absolutely fucking love Upgrade. But anyway, like, you know, but basically he can hear a voice because the chip talks to him like a computer.
Like Knight Rider.
Yeah, he's like, yeah, basically. Yeah. But he's like, but he also has to move kind of like a robot. So he's walking at things and great. And you
it's
know,
really
like,
easy.
Yeah, someone tries to hit him in Upgrade. And the thing is like, if do you want help? Because I'm a computer, I can take over. And then he's like, yeah, yeah. Like his thing. And then he beats the fuck out of him. But like a robot. Like, just like he's on the ground, like stands up, like,
maybe that's why Hawking was on there. Yeah. His computer just went rogue.
He's a bad wee virus.
But I mean, like, fucking great acting. Like, when you've only got your mouth to act with.
Yeah, yeah.
Why did they never shoot him in the mouth?
That would be.
His jaw.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, when it's the only part. I mean. This is the only criticism I would give to it, right? If you're firing, how long does it take you to realise that this isn't working?
Yeah, that's flesh.
Right, if you've unloaded a whole magazine and a machine gun already on the guy and it's not, the cunt's still coming at you. Right? No, you don't reload and then, well, maybe this time it'll work. It's
breaking
like
him down.
You're not trying to find a weak spot. Shoot him in the mouth.
Also, he's not going to be that quick. You could actually.
No, he's not going to be quick at all.
Oh no, he's actually. I was about to say you could just run up and do it, but he is. Opening fire quite a lot.
I don't think in any of the RoboCop films you ever see him run.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't think it's that's possible. Good. Yeah. And then Ed 209 can't go downstairs.
Yeah. Oh, that fucking thing.
Stupid design flaw.
And then they brought one upstairs.
Yeah, did
they just crane it in?
Must have.
Like a piano. Oh, that's right. There's such things as elevators.
That's the only bit that looks dated, is Ed 209.
I mean, do you know, there's two bits that they look dated, right? There's the Ed 209, but there's also the guy that falls out of the building.
Dick Jones!
Dick Jones. Yeah, he gets a lot of dick. But I was just sitting thinking, going, that is 1 year before Alan Rickman falls out of the Nakatomi Plaza.
So it is.
The fucking difference in like.
Oh, yeah.
You know, I know that was a specifically amazing one, Alan Rickman's, when they did it, but I was watching it going, that's hilarious.
But that it does look like they've made him out of plasticine.
Yeah, yeah.
And they've dropped him. It's bizarre, isn't it? Like big jelly arms and everything.
The bits of the building are like photoshopping into his shoulder.
Aye. Yeah, that is shit. But the Ed 209, I kind of forgive because.
I do too. I mean, it's 1987.
Like, it's like that Clash of the Titans kind of stop motion type shit where they just put the thing in front of the film.
But you can forgive them
because you go, the RoboCop is so class.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like, I mean, I don't even know how you would make that, but for that time,
yeah,
it looks cool as fuck, RoboCop.
Yeah, it does.
And he sounds cool. Every time he walks, the sound is just... like, he constantly sounds like a lift opening. It's like fucking class. Like,
it is good. I really enjoyed it. I also think that film would be nowhere near as good without ultraviolence. Like, that was a good call. Because, you know, sometimes there is always good calls in some, like, superhero-y type of movies where one or two of them need to be. Ultraviolet.
But it's Tarantino-like level of gore, especially.
It's overkill,
Then it becomes funny and almost like a comic.
Yeah.
Because I don't know, right? I like films where you get it in a lot of action films where somebody shoots you and it doesn't just, it almost like tears a hole in their whole body. I like that fucking bits coming off.
Yeah, yeah, so like do I. So
I really
I.
like it, right?
A little bit of flesh.
Aye. So it does that.
Yes, quite a bit.
A lot.
And a lot of white shirts getting ruined.
Yeah, yeah. And there's a bit at the end where he's got, like, I don't know why his memory thing has to be like a huge spike.
Oh.
But he stabs Clarence in the throat with it.
Yeah.
And then when he pulls it out, he's...
that's right.
I don't know if that happens in real life.
I mean, if you hit the fucking...
Because that's like, a mean right artery, isn't it?
You, but I mean, it's bound to... If you hit it right, I suppose.
Aye.
I mean, the cut would have to be right.
Aye.
You would have to...
It pisses know? Out. Like, it keeps yeah. pissing when he's falling down as well.
That was great.
Yeah.
Big fan of that.
But also, Pierre Weller, like, he manages to make Robocop quite... Like, you feel sorry for him in a lot of the bits.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like, I feel really sorry for him. Like, when he's getting...
When he starts getting flashbacks? And...
Not so much that, because I find that weird a bit. I find it sad when he's going through the house.
Oh, yeah, the house. Yeah,
I don't
yeah,
like
yeah.
the bit where he's having the dream in the chair. He's like...
Oh, no, no. Yeah, yeah, yeah. That's a great gift. I use that for coming.
Yeah.
No, you know the part where he puts his little fucking spike in the thing? And he's like, deceased.
Yeah.
And all the other cops are like... Oh, he's not supposed to know God. This.
Oh, no.
You fucking stop him,
who's
Janet.
Who's going to tell him?
You fucking stop him. Very progressive police department. First scene's like a load of dicks and fannies in the one.
Yeah.
In but the changing rooms.
Verhoeven does that all the time. He does that in Starship Troopers as well.
I just realised that.
Does it all the time.
There's
a lot of just random breasts and...
Yeah.
Total Recall as well.
A lot of fucking... Oh, my God. We've just found out he's mad into, like, tits.
Mm. I don't think you ever see it. Oh, no, you do see a dick in this.
I think you do.
No, you don't. No, you don't. No, you don't actually see a bare dick. You see breasts.
You've seen Robocops in a wee jar. Sorry.
That's a question I've got, actually.
Yeah?
About... So...
Like, you've seen the remake...
I've never seen the remake. I refuse to watch
it's
the
shocking,
remake.
Right? But and I love Joel Kinnaman. It was terrible. Like, but all that's left of him is head and there.
Really?
It's just one arm. And it's just there left. I can't remember. He dies in a car bomb.
Ah, so they completely changed the story.
Yeah, they changed it a fair bit.
Oh, for fuck's sake!
It's not good. Like, it's
they made because have you seen RoboCop 2?
Nah, don't.
It's dog shit. Like,
oh, is it?
Still quite entertaining. I've never seen 3.
Right.
There was a cartoon.
Okay.
Because they made it. The cartoon you can watch on YouTube. That's quite funny.
Okay.
Because like it's literally like it was fucking marketed. I remember having RoboCop toys.
I have RoboCop toys. A big one that size. Yeah.
But that's insane when you think about it. When you think about how violent this film
is. Oh, that's right.
And how ridiculous. But this wasn't like years later. This was like at the time it was out. RoboCop toys.
Yeah.
Like, what the fuck?
Yeah, that is wild.
That is mental.
Yeah, yeah. I never even thought of that. I was like, in my head, I was like, it wasn't like a... It was basically just this, and then...
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
I know. I do suppose, I mean, if you've not seen it, do go out and watch it as minute you can. The storyline is basically like, it's Detroit... In the future, do they tell you what year it is?
Detroit's always fucking dreadful in movies.
Yeah, it's Detroit where Axel Foley's from.
Yeah, yes.
And Beverly Hills Cop
trying
as well.
Trying to figure out what other scenes are in Detroit. True Romance.
True Romance in Detroit, looks pretty grim. It looks grim. It looks just an industrial.
Yeah, industrial town. Like Sunderland.
Sunderland, the Detroit of the North. The crime's just... Fucking, I've got a theory why crime's so shite.
Yeah.
Right? I'll get to it in a minute. I'll talk about this as well. There's a lot of, like, because Verhoeven as well does this in, like, Starship Troopers, and especially where a lot of satire against American consumerism. Yes.
Yeah.
And this is basically just privatization because there's a company that basically run the police, like a private company run the police. And they're shifty because they're trying to build a new city. And they introduce this new form of law enforcement, which is Ed 209, and then he fucks up because he blows a board member away ridiculously badly.
It reminded me of those, like, Elon Musk, Tesla, you know, show things when they... Remember in the Boy
Yeah.
Book, he's like, these are indestructible, and they just put a stone clean through the window. Oh, shit. I lost an ant in a rampant rabbit demonstration.
Imagine that.
Somebody turn it off!
being dildoed to death.
Sorry, turn it off. I'm not touching it. No, yeah. I'm not fucking touching it.
So Ed 209 is the other robot thing malfunctions. So then they introduce, well, there's like a lot of corporate rivalry.
Yeah, yeah.
And then they introduce RoboCop, and he's the deceased, recently deceased Murphy.
Yeah.
Who's just moved to the precinct and is murdered pretty much within an hour of arriving.
Yes, yeah.
At the precinct.
Yeah, he was like, wow, you're just sitting here from whatever.
Yeah.
Ran out his locker, started flirting with someone.
Aye.
And then, yeah, he was copying something called TJ Lacey.
TJ Laser.
TJ Laser? Yeah. That was Lacey.
TJ Lacey.
I thought it was TJ Lacey.
No, TJ Laser.
I think TJ Lacey. Because
he shoots
way
a laser.
That makes sense now. I was like, TJ Lacey. Spinning the gun. And that's how she knows it's him, isn't it, later?
Aye. And the fact that it's his face, half of his
face.
Oh,
yeah, yeah. And that tends
that
to
always
help. But she completely misconstrued that. It's TJ Laser. No!
This is why I think the police, I don't think crime's that, because they keep everything, because the first time, they keep being fake news reports. Well, not fake news reports, but news reports within the thing. And they're talking about how many police officers have died that day. And the reason is because they're fucking mental.
Mm.
And they have no concept of a protocol.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah, yeah.
So her and Murphy, Lewis.
We need backup.
Lewis and Murphy, yeah. They go chasing after a van, right? Yeah. It's highly established at this point that there's at least six dudes in this van, all with shotguns. They follow them to an abandoned fucking steel mill.
Or you could be shot from any corner.
Six dudes in there, heavily, more heavily armed than they are.
Yeah,
and then they decide to just waltz in. It's no wonder you're fucking dropping like flies, for Christ's sake.
That's why they chose him. They're like, well, if you put this guy in a robot suit, he's jumping in there like he's indestructible already.
It's unreal.
Yeah.
I read a thing that Murphy was sent there to become, well, no, not him specifically, but he gets transferred and he doesn't know why he gets transferred.
Oh.
And he just says that OCP, who are the company that run the police, have been shaking things up in the department. And then later on, Bob, who's the guy that runs the RoboCop program, said, we've put a lot of candidates in place. So Murphy's just one of these dudes. So they've obviously profiled the kind of dude they're looking for. And they've gone, I hope this mad bastard gets shot up. Day one, hour one.
We've nailed it.
Can't believe the luck.
Nailed it. Well, he's been obliterated.
I thought this would take a week at least. Yeah.
Stabbing Norton was like literal firing squad. He's in pieces. It was an execution like I'd never seen. It's an execution that's how I'd imagine if the RAG got their hands on Margaret Thatcher. Just like, you know, blow the hand clean off.
Chucking milk in her face.
You chuck. Try to choke her out with a pearl necklace. Shoot her in the fanny with your shotgun.
I still fight. I remember that torture bit at the start.
I do
even
remember
watching
that too.
It that's as an adult.
The only part I remember. I thought I would remember more, but that's possibly the only part I remember.
Even watching it as an adult, I was still a bit, oh, this is disturbing.
Loved
it's the
it.
Glee that they have in.
So
I don't like cops.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I say this sort of thing, like most action films are terrible unless the bad guy's good, and it's really hard to get good bad guys. He's a good bad guy.
He's fucking excellent.
So he's excellent. Like, you know, sometimes you're like, this film would be good, but it can't be arsed with a bad guy. You just lose a lot of, like...
Yeah.
When the bad guy's good, it's brilliant.
Aye.
He was excellent.
Phenomenal.
Proper as well. They would never cast a dude like... It's basically like me. We bald dude.
Yeah, that's all it is. Aye.
Which is way... Usually it's like, we need to get a big guy that's looking fucking thing or whatever.
But he's just a psychopath.
Perfect, great.
Absolute.
Old school psychopath.
He gets so many, cops don't like me, so I don't. And then he does the, who gives a man a hand? It's just so, the least funniest line, right? It's just so throwaway, right? See when Bob, so he's fucking, Bob's the other, like he's, I don't know if he's vice president, he's like vice president. He's head of some department.
Yeah, yeah.
But he comes up with RoboCop and then he's got, a beef with Dick Jones.
Yeah, yeah.
And when he's got one over on Dick Jones, He's like to his pal, he's like, a couple of models.
Yeah, yeah.
And then you look at them and you go, models? Mm.
Then,
so they're all doing fucking coke. And then, like a ridiculous amount of coke.
Said that. There was like, there was 4 grams.
4 grams like just, people... on her chest. Yeah, yeah.
Just chuck four, opening up 4 packets.
Oh, waste. Oh, I know.
Just take it easy there.
And then when Clarence comes in, and he sees him, he just goes, bitches, leave.
Yeah, yeah, no, I have a point here that just says, bitches, leave.
So funny.
Bitches, leave. You think if they did Robocop, it'd be one of the directives is like, kneel on black people. Directive 4. Directive 4 underneath. You'd have to come up with someone to fight RoboCop.
Robo George Floyd.
Robo BLM member.
Robo Floyd.
For fuck's sake. Oh, God. Jesus Christ. Like a RoboCop.
What I was going to say was, see when he first meets Lewis, because she's like kicking the shit out of a prisoner.
Yeah.
And it's just this weird, like, flirty thing. Do you think they're into each other?
No.
No, you don't. See, I think they are. I think they're properly... Because she does a weird fucking strutty walk. And then when he gets in the car and he says, I always drive first...
Yeah.
She, like, blows bubblegum in his face. Like, yeah. Properly.
Okay.
Coquettishly.
I couldn't tell... is what I would say. I know there was moments like that thing, but I couldn't tell because in fairness, it's great that Nahan never...
Yeah.
What a terrible film movie. She fell in love with RoboCop.
But my question is, did it ever happen?
Before?
After. So she nurses him back to health. She's fine because she's in 2, right?
Yeah.
So
she's in 2.
So she... Do you reckon... My question is, does her and RoboCop ever bone?
Do you... So instead of the right hand thing, the leg opens up and there's a gun. The left hand's like a...
And then he twirls it like that.
That's unnecessarily large.
TJ Lacey.
TJ TJ Racy.
BJ Laser.
BJ Laser. Oh, fuck, that's so funny. She, by the way, she got him killed because the only reason he died is because she couldn't help but look at some black cock.
This is true. This is very, very true. That is literally the only...
And people are listening going, what the fuck are you saying?
That is genuinely true.
She confronts one of the bad guys pissing on top of a balcony.
Yeah.
And he turns around. They turn around, he turns around. And then they kind of stare at each other.
Mind if I zip this up?
Yeah, mind if I zip this up? And then she just goes, as if in her position, she'd be like, oh, I can't help but want to look at it.
I know.
And as soon as she looks down, he just fucks her clean off the balcony. And then she's going to stand over him and, like, shot 40 times in the head, arm, and pieces. And he's like, oh, if only I hadn't looked at that fucking black guy.
When he's...
If only I hadn't looked. Look at this man's been...
That damn cock.
That damn cock.
Ooh, but it was worth it.
Fucking unbelievable. What the fuck? He's got everyone killed. That just shows you how easy it happened.
Imagine the one inquiry. Because I'm assuming...
The inquiry.
I'm assuming by this point. Right, because right now they've got body cams.
Yeah.
So I'm assuming that at this point, in whatever 2040 or whatever it is, there's extreme body cams. And all it sees is her dipping down and look at this big massive wang.
And then falling off the balcony. What's her name again?
Lewis.
Presenting the body cam footage to the entire police council. Lewis, why did you look?
I plead the fifth.
They bring the guy's cock in as evidence.
Was this the cock in question? The police rep just going, nah, don't answer that.
She also really annoyed me when he's trying to get in touch with her over the radio. Now, she's been knocked off a balcony, but all she does is kind of grunt.
Aye.
Like, she's definitely responding.
She's in on it. She's part of the OCP.
I wouldn't be surprised because he's obviously been partnered with her because she's just lost a partner.
Yeah.
So
Yeah.
She's like the fucking angel of death.
Black cock incident number two, Lewis.
We've got an incident over the gospel church. Who's on it? Lewis. Oh, Jesus Christ. Oh, God. It's going to be a massacre.
Not one vigilante has died in any of your pursuits so far. The whole wall of just put different body cam pictures of cocks.
Have you seen, I assume you've seen it, but if you've not, you need to watch it. We'll watch it in between the break. And anyone that hasn't seen it at home, I'll put a link up to it on the social media, right? There's a thing, they're called like Our Remake Of, right?
Okay.
And it's a group of directors, like student, I don't know if they're student filmmakers or whatever, and they've done a couple of films where they do Our Remake Of, and they do Our Remake Of RoboCop.
Okay. Right?
And there's maybe like 40 of them, and they'll each take one scene. So it'll be one scene from like the DVD, right? And they'll remake it, right? So they'll either do it shot for shot or they'll put their own slant on it or something like this, right? I watched, because I had a memory of it that I'd seen it years ago.
Okay.
And then I was like, I wonder if I can find this. So I went about Googling it. It's just sitting there. I don't think you can watch it on YouTube and you'll understand why. But I watched it in Daily Motion.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
That's all. That used to be so the...
It's scene 26, right? Which is the scene where RoboCop prevents a rape.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Right? So the scene where there's two...
That's not protocol either, what
no,
he did.
No, God, no, no. Two guys have trapped a woman. And, I mean, it never becomes... It's suggestive over what... It's obvious what they're about to do.
Yeah.
And then he comes in, RoboCop comes in and goes... Your move, creep, and then like shoots the guy in the dick.
Yeah, right? Really,
it's pretty cool actually, because he's like targeting system sees where he can go through the woman's skirt.
Yeah,
not harm her, but take the guy out with the dick. Right,
caught a flap.
Yeah, and then immediately because he's
you winged me.
Because and then his accomplice goes like right, oh fucking gets down on the ground, and he's like. Right, so in this remake, right, it's not the same actors, and but the RoboCop suit they actually use is pretty cool. So RoboCop comes in, there's these two guys, they've got the butcher's knife, and they've got the woman trapped. Then RoboCop comes in and goes, "You are committing a crime," and all that kind of stuff. And then he goes, shoots the woman through the skirt, shoots the guy's dick off, right? Exactly, shot for shot, the scene.
Right.
In the film. Then another two rapists come in with another woman, right? One of them's got his dick out, right? And then he blows that off. And you see the dick just go...
Oh, no.
Like, tapers away with flaps going everywhere. Oh, no. Then another group come in, right? Both got their dicks. So he shoots them off, right?
That's so funny.
So then there's just these three women sitting there with four guys all holding their dicks down in the ground. Then about 90 naked men start climbing over a fence, all with their dicks out, running towards him. So he's just going like this, and it goes close up on every single dick just getting blown apart like this. And then it ends with three women being held by this guy. And it says like something like King Rapist Identified. And it's just this wee creepy guy with his cock out. And then his cock gets hard.
Oh, no.
And he goes, "Go on, do it." And he just blows his dick clean off. It is honestly, I was howling laughing.
What the fuck is...
It is the weirdest fucking thing, but it's so funny. And it's so graphic, the way the dicks just split apart. It's, oh my God. Honestly, I'll put up a like, it is...
Daily Motion. I can see why. I've been sent to the lads. I've seen a sheep getting hit by a train the last day.
Jesus.
It gets obliterated.
I can imagine.
I saw the prequel, or the sequel, sorry, which was Indian Man getting hit by a train, and that was...
Is this all on...
This was on Twitter.
Do you remember when you used to get like...
You're not allowed to swear on Twitter, but you're allowed to see a lad getting obliterated by a train.
Do you remember, have we talked about this before? Remember Rotten.com?
Yeah.
The website.
Was that what it was called? Gore?
I remember Rotten.
I think that's the same
it's
one.
Like it's like a skull as their emblem. And it used to be weird shit.
No, I remember it used to always be broken legs and shit. I remember
it used to be a lot of Iraq war footage where it would be like in helicopter footage of some wee shepherd running away and then some guy fucking launching the entire Box military.
A bullet would do.
Yeah, exactly. That's not it. We spent £5 billion on that one guy.
One sheep, one man dead. And 14 in the nearby school. Do you know that there's that show that they show twice in RoboCop?
Oh.
Cake tits, is it?
Yeah. I'd buy that for $1.
They are losing it to cake tits.
Yeah, I don't understand.
It's like it's like Eurotrash.
It is. Because I remember it when I was young.
Yeah.
Didn't know if that was a real show or not.
Yeah.
And then even now I'm trying to grasp the concept of the show.
No, it's just...
It's like Benny Hill, almost.
Yeah.
It's like a sleazy old guy.
Carry on.
And it always seems to be his birthday. Every episode is his fucking birthday.
What other reason would it be a cake?
And then it's two busty women come on. Well, can I have both of you? I'd buy that for... But they're fucking howling like
they,
laughing.
They are screaming.
even the old guy that owns the liquor store, he's fucking pissing himself at it.
That's also not protocol.
No.
He fucking launches him clean through this, like smashes the place up, launches him clean through the thing, and then just walks off.
Yeah.
I'm like, the guy's just going to wake up. The guy's going to wake up in 2 minutes and then shoot the two store clerk people. What the fuck happened there? Bang. And did he leave it for a policeman? Is that what it is?
I remember when...
I presume he's not doing the paperwork, is my point.
I remember a censored version of this, watching a censored version of RoboCop on ITV years ago. It was always this and Die Hard and Predator would always get censored quite a lot. And
really? I don't remember. I never knew that.
Yeah, the bit where... I don't know why they couldn't show it, because it was after... It wasn't like they were showing it at like 7 o'clock or something. It was always after the watershed anyway.
Okay, yeah.
But in that bit, so where RoboCop comes in... And it's like, drop it, creep.
Yeah.
And then the guy just starts, like, a pump-action shotgun. He keeps going, fuck you, fuck you, fuck you. And this, it was just, forget you, forget you.
I try to watch Three Billboards on the plane. To Dubai. To Dubai. Bye-bye. And the first scene was I'm pulling up looking at the billboard, you know, Sam Rockwell, and he just goes, oh, fudge.
Oh,
and
Jesus.
I was like, pause.
Why?
Off.
Do they censor films on flights?
Yeah, all the time. All the swears.
If
you're going to, like, it's mostly like Emirates, Air Etihad, Turkish Airlines. They all censor all the films. That's why... You play it smart and you watch something like a Marvel film because you know that it'll be action, but they don't cut anything.
Aye.
You don't watch anything. There's parts I've watched films where they've completely removed death scenes. So main characters aren't even in it. And you're like, wait a minute. So what the fuck happened? You know?
Right.
It's not. Yeah.
Interesting.
I can't remember what film I saw, but I remember they've removed one of the main characters' deaths and it just continued on as if like, but they just fade out that character. Wow. Like if you watched it on the plane, I'd be like,
I know certain airlines have censored Bond films where they've taken out anti-foreign propaganda that they've seen. Like Chinese have done it quite a few times.
That's great.
Yeah,
James Bond 22-minute sketch.
Yeah, exactly.
No, that's it. That's all of it.
this film, a good satire.
It is.
Good commentary on America in general.
Yeah, yeah.
It's no daft.
Yeah. The satire is just a shithole.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But it's remarkable how accurate, because this is 1987, and it's remarkable how accurate they kind of get it.
Mm.
Because, like, see, like, futuristic films, there's not that much difference from like the 80s to now. Cars are pretty much the same, yeah. right? You have got self-drive cars, and cars look a bit nicer.
Yeah,
and they're a lot more slick.
But it's still the general concept.
It's the basic function is the same. And it's in this. Like, cars are exactly the same. Buildings look the same, just like they do now.
Yeah.
There's not that much sci-fi, apart from the fact that there's a robotic cop. There's not that much...
What year is it supposed to be?
I don't know. I don't know if they ever tell you.
That's good.
But then the likes of a private company taking over a public service.
Yeah.
Fucking happens now. Like, yeah, it's not like... Because this OCP have already taken over, like, the hospitals, the military... And you go, well...
This is what's happening.
That's the world we live in now.
Yeah. Like, trying to take the NHS.
Aye. And then even, like, the adverts.
Yeah.
There's a guy trying to fucking sell heart replacements at the start. Like, just, in that bizarre fucking advert with the dinosaur for the car.
Oh, that's right. What the fuck was that? I loved it, but what the fuck was that? Oh, jeez, that's great.
I prefer the media and the adverts and Starship Troopers.
They were great, yeah, I remember that.
I prefer those ones.
Do you know what I think would be class? I know what I want to see, which would be funny, be undercover RoboCop. You know? Just wearing like a normal, at a music festival. My God. Does anybody know where I can get some chronic?
Stand at the back singing Mr. Brightside.
It's so funny. Undercover RoboCop. Actually, I don't think he's good at this.
Beads around his neck.
Who's there to party?
Have a good kindergarten cop. Kindergarten RoboCop. Yes.
Anyway, yeah, kindergarten RoboCop. Oh my God. Undercover RoboCop at a sex ring. It reminded me a lot of Duke Nukem, and I can't tell you why.
Yeah, I can see that. Why?
I just don't know. Same feel. A lot of banter, like in Aliens, too.
Yes.
You know, that type of, fuck you, Rodriguez.
Yeah,
You know your dick. You know?
Do you know
a lot of that type of stuff going on?
The parallels with Jesus.
He was killed. Were they Jewish, those guys that killed him?
That's why the dick's cooking. That's how they do circumcisions in the future. RoboCop blows the end of your dick off. The rabbi just does that.
That's what happened when she's fixing his aim. She fixed it purposely, just the aim. He only blows the wee purple helmet off you.
No, there's the idea of a savior being reborn. And then there's this, like, see at the end when he basically walks in water.
Okay.
He's going towards Clarence.
Okay. Well, okay. I mean, that's the stupidest shit I've ever
heard. Just saying.
Parallels between RoboCop and Jesus.
If you look for it.
If you look. Yeah, I feel like you look for a lot of fucking shit. Oh, Jesus. It's quite funny that RoboCop gets PTSD. Yeah. That's how bad the police department is. Even RoboCop's got it now. But that would be so funny if he, like, you know, does you think he can't make that mistake? You know, it's like, oh, it was a water gun. Some dead 12-year-old. Uh-oh.
Also.
Digging on Craig. Uh-oh.
The idea of RoboCop is that they're going to clean up the city and make it crime-free. So then is RoboCop then going to do menial police work?
Is
RoboCop turning up because some guns had his mail stolen? Like,
what a knock on the door. Oh, do you know what would be the best thing for RoboCop to do? Imagine if RoboCop had to break one of your family members dying in a car crash. Do you know the knock on the door? And he opens up the door and he just takes off the hat slowly. Little Johnny. Oh, he loved joyriding. Oh, don't tell him.
She's dead, creep.
Yeah. Footage. I don't need to see it. My last thing about this film I had to say was the toxic death scene was...
Oh, God!
Harrowing.
I can't believe we've not even talked about this yet.
I was like, I was genuinely watching that. It takes a lot nowadays, to be honest, to, you know... I can't watch, like, Broken Bones. It's, like, I can't still can't do that shit for some reason, but... You know, movie death scenes and all, but, but that one I was like, oh!
The meal at the end.
Oh!
That's so... The wee horny guy in this film, it's going to be the I'd buy that for a dollar lad.
Yeah.
And then the guy that looks like you is Emil after he goes in the toxic ways. Help me!
The little
fucking... fucking fingers dripping off.
Like. Yeah, that's so horrible. That finger dripping, I was watching it going, oh, this is fucking shocking.
See, even at that stage, when I was young, you would think toxic waste
was going to be a big problem.
Aye.
Yeah.
Like, you'd think, is there vats of toxic waste sitting about on every corner?
Yeah.
Because I don't even know if that's what that would do to you.
I doubt it. I reckon you just do an old Litvinenko thing. And
like, aye.
You know.
It's cool. I mean...
It's the only man I've ever seen, by the way, that was bald and also had a mohawk. Like, I know you have to be bald a lot of times for a mohawk to work here, but he had nothing here and still made it try and work.
That's
like
true, actually.
Four
yeah.
strands of hair.
That is a good point, aye.
You know, you need a lot of hair and have to be bald to have a proper mohawk. He was like me going to you now, I'm going to attempt...
A mohawk.
Yeah. I had to draw his little... And it's slowly combing it up like this.
Gel it up.
He needs two combs. two combs and red dacks every morning.
Oh, but it's absolute class.
I enjoyed this.
It's not dated anywhere near the thought. It's so, like, it is so 80s, but it's so, even the start,
yeah.
where it comes in across the city and then just a big Robocop.
Yeah.
Didn't give you any time of stop. Just like, fucking Robocop.
Those are always the best. It's the best way to do that shit.
Just absolutely
the raid,
brilliant.
You go straight into it.
Aye.
Batman, The Dark Knight Rises.
Straight in. Aye.
Don't fuck about it.
No exposition at all. Just that's it.
High up. Keep it going.
Aye.
Perfect.
It's absolute class. If you get a chance. Watch it. It's so much fun.
It is so much fun. That's the word I'd use. I haven't seen it. Out of all the films I've seen, it's in the top five for just genuine fun.
Aye, it's so violent. I mean, it is by far and away the most violent film we've watched.
Yeah.
But Christ, it's funny.
Yeah.
It is genuinely funny at some
point.
Yeah. Aye, brilliant. Right. Next week...
Yeah.
We're fully back on no theme or anything like that now. So next week's your turn.
Yeah.
What are we watching?
Yeah. Well, I'll tell you why I don't have the DVD, which is really funny. How stupid I am. I watched the film, got the DVD, watched the film. Then remember I texted you going, I've just got five good films in a charity shop. Uh-huh. I brought it back in and sent it in with the other ones.
Oh.
And then I went, oh no, we haven't filmed me showing it. So
I don't have the one for the next one either.
No, well, sorry. But I didn't have it. And then I was like, what the fuck am I doing? I needed that for the whatever. But I got five bangers as well. We're ready for the start of the year.
We've got some good stuff.
But the first one, our next episode is, and I had not seen this since I was a kid again, or since it came out, which, when I loved it, it is Old School.
Yes. Will Ferrell.
Yeah.
Excellent.
Will Ferrell, so we're going Old School.
Excellent stuff. Thanks very much for joining us after the break.
Yeah.
Keep them reviews coming. Yeah. Cheers to the... Did we talk about the dude that gave us a one star? But I think we slagged off the dude that gave us a one star. But then they've given us a like a really lovely review and gone, nobody ever reads five-star reviews.
Yeah,
so
it was a baller move.
It's a fucking class move.
Yeah, it's a lesser version of the guy in Who Wants to Be a Millionaire.
Yeah,
when he did the
cheers for that.
Yeah, that was great.
That was absolutely class.
I'll tell you who doesn't get a cheers. Who tweeted going like, somebody tweeted this going like, I used to watch it, but that Ryan cunt keeps shouting into the mic and me and my wife can't even fucking listen to it anymore.
I didn't see that.
I was like, hi, keep this. My wife won't let me listen to it anymore, but that alert dude keeps shouting into their fucking...
Did he tweet that to the absolute
He tweeted
cuts?
You.
I don't know, I didn't see that.
I'll go find it.
Aye, oh, okay. Please do.
I will. Oh, well. It was like Christmas Day or something?
Oh, yeah, it's
I was
amazing.
Like, what the fuck is this fucking cunt?
Just settling down to your sausage.
I was like, tell you what, I was about to start joining. You see, you and Barbara, why don't you go fucking... selling the fucking sausage.
I know, but do you know what? I realised you didn't tell the story. We're going to keep it again for next Christmas.
Oh, like you know, and don't keep it for next year. Yes. People are going to, people are going to be so upset that the worst story.
It's not the worst story.
It is this.
We can don't tell it now.
I'm not going to tell it, but it is 2 out of 10.
It's not.
It was only you and Gareth lost your fucking mind somehow, running wild with it. And when they're going to wait. They're going to be waiting 12 months. And I'm going to tell it in 12 months. And they're going to go, is that the story?
I honestly couldn't believe we forgot to tell it.
Because
we're planning on telling it on the Love Actually episode, which became our most downloaded. Thank you.
Yeah.
And we ruined that film for a lot of people.
Which was
awesome.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know how we ruined it for you. You did watch it.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. You ruined it for yourselves. Tune in. That's a promise. Keep listening until the end of the year again, till our Christmas episodes start in the first week of December.
Yeah, you know,
and then we'll get the sausage story.
You can take the flack, because if people start coming up to me going, you didn't tell the sausage story, I go, I didn't want to tell the fucking story. That's fine. It's not a story.
That's fine.
You're taking it.
Plugs.
I just touched my belly button for no reason. I know. Plug.
Any plugs?
No, not unless you're in a... I fuck all in January, really. I'm doing a couple of gigs, and I'm doing like Skegness. And then I'm off to Denver.
Is that the Skegness Butlins?
Aye.
Is that the one in the afternoon?
Aye.
Fucking mental.
Yeah. Me and Ward in it.
Mental gig.
And then I'm off to, at the end of the month, basically. If there's anyone in Colorado, I'll be doing the World Championships, the Rose Bowl.
Denver.
And then Adelaide for that month. That's why we're doubling up with money.
Aye. And then my tour starts in less than a month.
Oh.
So the 2nd, 3rd and 4th Irish people. I'll be at Limelight on the 2nd in Belfast, and then Coughlin's.
Yeah.
Coughlin's or Colin's?
I think it's Coughlin's.
Coughlin's in Cork on the 3rd, and then Whelan's in Dublin on the Sunday the 4th.
They're three good venues.
Aye. So if you listen to the podcast and you would like to come along to that, it should be class fun. Apart from that, just keep following us, keep retweeting the stuff, and keep sharing the clips. And we shall see you next week for Old School. Bye.
Bingo.